So the spectators' attendance today is 11,583. And we are pleased to welcome here on the podium, the first place, Tessa Vetcher and Scott Murray from Canada. Second place, Mary Davis, Charlie White from USA. And third place, Oksana Dominin, Maxime Chavalin from Russia. Before we open the floor to questions, would you please give us a first comment of your performance of today? We start with you, Tessa and Scott.
Tessa and I are very happy with her performance today. We seem to be really enjoying every second on the ice with our home crowd. It is a very special experience for Tessa and I so far. And we're really looking forward to our skate tomorrow and just so happy to be here in Canada.
Thank you.
We also had a really good time out there. When you're able to skate your best like that, turns out to be a lot more fun. So, you know, even with the bright lights and all the pressure, you know, we were able to really enjoy ourselves out there. And I think we're really pleased about that and very ready for free dance.
Thank you.
Hello. We are satisfied with our skating tonight. And it was fun to skate here. That's it.
Thank you. The floor is now open to questions. First one here.
For Merrill and Charlie, can you each talk about how you felt on the ice, and then if you can also address separately your anticipation for tomorrow about your free dance?
We feel very comfortable on the ice here. The audience has been very welcoming, and we feel really confident coming in. Our coaches have trained us very hard, and we feel very prepared. Before we stepped onto the ice today, we were saying that we really just wanted to have a lot of fun. ROD is a really fun program. We're really proud of it, and we did have a lot of fun today.
Heading into free dance, we just want to do more of the same. It's Phantom of the Opera, so it's very dramatic, but we still want to be able to skate so well that it's, you know, we're having fun. It's very well trained. We've had a very good season with it so far, so we're looking forward to being able to put it out in front of everyone tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is to Scott and Charlie. I understand you're both real avid hockey fans. Did you have a bet on the game tonight?
Are we gonna talk about that?
Yeah.
Well, I stopped watching it, actually, because I had no focus. But the final score was 5-3, right? Yeah, tough loss tonight. I know that the boys that I've been hanging out with at the Village, that they're quite a special team, and I think maybe still they have to play one more game, they're going to be fine. And I still am very confident in Canada's chances to win. Tough loss. I'm sure that Babcock will be all over for a couple days, but they'll get it. I'm very confident. America hasn't got the last laugh yet.
Well, we've got kind of a young team, I think it's a big win for them, big boost in confidence. It's been great to meet all the players, and I know that they're going to be really excited coming off that. Obviously, Canada has a home crowd, and so many amazing players on that team. It's a great win for the U.S., and I think going forward, they're going to have, you know, a lot of fun.
Any more hockey questions? We're really good at those.
Thank you.
Do you want my lines for tomorrow night? I
can. Okay, one more question? No? Okay, so we close here this press conference. Thank you very much. Good night.